it is Labor Day weekend, and you can't have a Labor Day weekend without Mark Stonerock. You just can't do it.
You can't do it, no. Mark Stonerock with us this morning, the festival director for the Marquette Area Blues Fest coming up this weekend. And, well, welcome again to the program.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you guys.
Oh, boy. Anybody that brings an entire pad worth of scribbled notes, this can't be good.
Only one page.
That's
very
pretty good.
A one-page cheat sheet.
Very deceptive there, young man.
When you've been doing this for 4 years, your mind becomes very sharp. I only need to cheat a little.
Well, go ahead. Start cheating. What do we got? Big weekend lined up here downtown.
Huge weekend. We have the 7th Annual Marquette Area Blues Festival with great international touring artists such as Teeny Tucker, Chick Willis, Greg Nagy, Ronnie Baker Brooks, who is a great late addition for us, Candy Cane, Moreland, and Arbuckle. We've got great local and regional acts like Victor Wainwright and the Wild Roots, Fast Eddie's band, Craig Kenning, and of course, Walt's own Flatbroke Blues Band. So we're very excited. The talent lineup is probably the best overall lineup we've had.
And when you talk about the Blues Fest, we're talking about months and months and months of piecing this together. I know this one started probably the Monday following last year's festival.
Pretty much it started the day that the festival ended last year. We start hashing it out, and you know, everything's gotten better and better, and it comes down to the same thing every year. Let's hope for the weather and get everybody out there to the park to have a great time. And looks like maybe a little hit and miss, definitely cooler than last year. We have in the past had to improvise by hanging sprinklers in the trees and stuff like that. But I don't think we're going to be hanging any sprinklers this year, but it should be nice and comfortable. And even if it does do that R word, rain, which I don't think it will, we have plenty of tents.
So the schedule is what, for those who don't know, when do things happen?
Oh, the gates are going to open at 12 o'clock each day, Saturday and Sunday. But I'd like to mention that we also have blues all over this whole flipping town this week. Pretty much every bar in town that has live music is going to have blues, thanks in part to the Marquette Area Blues Society. We've really wanted to make this a whole blues weekend for the town. I know Donnie Marple over at Flanagan's is going to be hosting a band. The Wild Rover is hosting a band. Upfront and Company is hosting a band pretty much every night of the festival and the surrounding days. So it's going to just be a great weekend to get out and see some live music.
And again, this is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And it's a perfect time for it because most people, Monday, will have that recovery day.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I don't get to recover because the park has to be torn down. But you know, that's okay. I work well with a hangover, so it's all good.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I know it's true.
I know there's workshops and all sorts of other stuff for the budding young artists that are out there. What do we got scheduled there this weekend?
Definitely workshops. We do that every year, and these are all free, by the way, and they happen before the festival days. And you can look on our website at www.marquettearabluesociety.com. But briefly, guitar workshops, harmonica workshops. There's a guy named Hurricane David coming in to do the harmonica workshop, and that was a last-minute addition. He's a harmonica blowing champion, so that would be a great free lesson to any of you that want to blow some harp. Also, Randy Seppel is doing bones workshops. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on.
Mark Stonerock with us here this morning with the Marquette Area Blues Society. And again, the big weekend coming up here. And you can't have a blues festival without food.
Food, yes.
You got to have food.
Maybe our favorite food. And we have it. This is the best of a food festival and a music festival. But we have Cajun food. We've got Chinese food. We've got burgers and brats from Jack's. We've got the Wild Rover. Kareem's making his strawberry jalapeno ribs down there. The mainstay of the festival, Jimmy Crack Corn and that great kettle corn that smells up the whole park. Skinner's Party Foods is going to be there. Of course, beer, wine, and coolers, courtesy of Pike Distributing. I can't even go on about how much fun this is going to be. You have to get out there, get your tickets early. Much cheaper if you buy them before the festival.
Yes, the final segue of the interview, and those, my friend, are available where?
Pretty much all the locations around town. Jim's Music, Northern Michigan, Marquette Wallpaper and Paint, McDonald's Music. Probably the easiest way is just give a call to 227-1032, that's the NMU Easy Tickets, or stop by over at the Dome. And in addition, student and young people's ticket prices have been dropped this year. $10 a day. That's basically half price. So anyone up to 23 years old, $10 a day, a steal at double that amount.
And do we have any left here there, Mr.
As
News
I
guy?
Understand it, from what Amanda told me, there are a handful left on the shopping show here that you'll want to tune in Wednesday morning if you want to save a couple of bucks on that. But those are the weekend passes, adult passes. The youth tickets are available. You can get those now at the Easy Tickets outlet at the Superior Dome on campus. Or day of the festival, Saturday or Sunday, you have them at the gate. All you have to do is have your ID to show your age, because it used to be a student ticket. And we said, well, what about those that maybe aren't students but are college age? Right. They should be able. So it's $10 a day.
Those poor people finishing college that still don't have any money. And we figured we'll give them a break.
Well, maybe, and who better to come to a Blues Fest, right?
Exactly. Oh, I know. And I have to tell you guys, I was driving in this morning. I heard mention of the DeFranco family.
Yes.
And heard the Partridge family. And man, nothing puts you in the blues like that.
So again, if people want to get tickets, the number to call is
227-1032. One last plug here. We do still need some volunteers, especially for the last shift on Sunday. Great way to come in, do something for the community, help out a great event, and still hear some really great music.
Market Area Blues Society Blues Fest this weekend. Mark, always good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, fellas.
And rest up.
You betcha.
Because it's not going to be a long weekend or anything.